Next on the agenda is conditional use number 2636, Antonio Joel Chavez Lopez.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend a denial of conditional use number 2636 for Antonio Joel Chavez Lopez for a mechanical trailer maintenance business with a storage based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the Planning and Zoning Commission is generally supportive of small businesses when they are occurring in appropriate locations. Unfortunately, in this case, this applicant established its business contrary to the existing zoning and without proper approvals in an area where homes and residents already exist. While the commission wants to be supportive of small business owners like this applicant, it is unable to do so under these circumstances for the reasons stated in this motion. Two, during the public hearing, it became apparent that in addition to the stated maintenance business, the applicant actively operates a trucking company from the site with six large tractor trailers operating daily from the site and coming and going throughout the night and early morning hours, as well as the rest of the day. This is a much more intensive use than what it was described in the application. The applicant did not make an adequate record to support this application. He did not address the factors that the commission must consider when acting upon a conditional use such as this. The applicant has also not presented sufficient evidence to show that the conditional use application is consistent with the AR1 zoning of this property, the zoning code, or the county's comprehensive land use plan. Four, this application is for an intensive use on a 5-acre residential property in a rural area that includes homes and undeveloped land, but no other businesses like this one. This is not an appropriate location for the applicant's intensive use. With large truck traffic and the noise and the other impacts of the use. Number five, there was opposition to the application from a neighboring property owner with evidence showing and describing the current condition of the property, the noise associated with the use, and other adverse impacts from the use. Six, the current use of the property and the proposed conditional use does not promote the health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County and its residents. Seven, the proposed use in this location does not satisfy the purpose of a conditional use under the Sussex County Zoning Code because it is not well adjusted to its environment with full protection of the neighboring properties, and because the proposed use is not desirable in this location for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents and businesses. Eight, for all of the reasons, I move that the commission recommend a denial of this conditional use. However, this type of business proposed by the applicant is needed in Sussex County in an appropriate location. For this reason, county staff should be directed to cooperate with the applicants if they find a different, more suitable location for their business.
A second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to deny conditional use for conditional use number 2636 for Antonio Joel Chavez Lopez. Just a reminder that a vote yes is to deny this applicant. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
I vote yes for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Passwaters?
Yes for the reason and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes to deny based on the reasons stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
I vote yes for the reason and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0.